Episode number 20 of the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast. We're going to talk about what I had to start it off pointing the finger at me, right? What I think is the best social media marketing ad platforms for beginners. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. As a creator or entrepreneur, you have so many things coming your way in terms of online marketing, digital marketing, and it can be so confusing, but we broke it down in this free mini course that we have. It's called the 5-Day Digital Marketing Mini Course, and you can get that at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course, or anywhere on that website, you should see something where you can sign up for that free course. And it's not a long course either. It's a real short course. And you know, we didn't want to take up a lot of your time when we put it together, but it kind of guides you through different aspects of digital marketing, and we try to keep it condensed for you. So check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course. Okay, here's what I think are the top ad platforms, social media ad platforms, if you are beginning. I really don't care if you are a beginner or not. I just think these are the best. Okay. So as you know, all of these platforms have, almost all of them have some sort of a ad platform. So, but I'm going to tell you what I think are the best. All right. Starting off, here's, and I'm not ranking these or anything like that, but here's what I think you need, or you should pay attention to. Facebook, Instagram. Here's why. As you know, Facebook or Meta platforms, they own Instagram. And so the ad platform for both of these are the same. Facebook Ad Manager and so on and so forth. I don't know. You know, they always change the names or whatnot of these things, but the platforms are the same. So you use the same platform. But here's the thing that you need to understand. You can run ads on Facebook where it's showed, you know, in the feeds. First of all, if you are a beginner and you're listening to this, the one thing you want to do, I don't care what ad platform you use, you want to make darn sure that you're doing A-B testing. So if you're new, you want to do A-B test. You want to test out two different ads. I don't care make sure you have the budget, first of all, to be doing this. If you have the budget to do more than the two ads, do it. Make sure you're doing A-B testing. But anyway, on Facebook, Facebook is cool because you can do ads in the Facebook feed, whether it's, you know, an image and, you know, text after that, or a video, which I would recommend. And then, you know, make sure you're filling out the you know, your captions, your text, your description box or what have you. Facebook, you can do ads where it can be seen in the feed. It can be seen on the Facebook Marketplace. Have you ever been on the Facebook Marketplace and you've seen ads in there? So don't sell it short. You can do on the Instagram platform feeds. Also, I believe in Facebook, you can do stories also, but I know you can on Instagram. So Instagram, you can do the feeds, the stories, and you can actually do pretty well. You can do pretty well on both of them, but I actually like Facebook stories. I actually like running ads in Facebook stories. But like I said, with any of these, make sure you're doing A-B testing so you can know what works, and you don't have to test a lot. You can do like 2 or 3 day testing at like $5 or $10 clip so you can see what's working and see what's not working. Also with, okay, Facebook and Instagram. Okay, I'm looking at my screen here. The next one that I want you to pay attention to, this one, it's not necessarily a social media platform, but I group these together, and that's the Google search, the Google AdWords platform, and YouTube ads. I like the YouTube in-stream ads on YouTube. So the YouTube in-stream ads, those are the videos, you know, you ever see an ad before you watch your video, you know, you click and watch a video and you see a quick 15-30 second ad or whatnot. Those are the in-stream videos. And that's on the same platform as Google, the Google platform, because as you know, Google owns YouTube. The platform is the same for the Google search. The platform is the same for, you know, the YouTube ads. Also, those two right there, I think those two are the top. That's why it always seems like, you know, if you're online, if you're on Facebook, and if you ever switch to Instagram, you see the ad on Facebook, and then you go to Instagram, you see the same ad in your feed, or you see the ad in your stories, and you're like, what the heck? You know, because they have tracking code on a part that's a part of that. Or if you've been on a website, and then you go to Facebook, and you see an ad, and then, you know, you see a similar ad on Instagram, it's because of the pixel code that's probably on that particular website. Those are the two that I would recommend if you are a beginner. Now, you do have the other ones also. TikTok now has ads, ad platform. Snapchat is pretty underrated. Snapchat ads are pretty good, because the thing you got to understand about these ad platforms is that you have to look at the inventory levels and how new the ad platforms are. So if there's not a lot of inventory, your prices will be low when you run these ads. TikTok, Pinterest, Snapchat, but I think the top dogs right now are Facebook and Instagram, along with Google search and YouTube in-stream ads. And that's all I have for you. I just wanted to make a quick video on that. A quick podcast episode. As you can tell, I do videos also, so I always say videos every now and then on these episodes. But if you guys know of any other platforms that maybe, if you use any of these, hey, come to our private Facebook group. Let's have a discussion about it at digitalmarketingcreators.com/episode 20. Wow, 20 episodes already. And check out the show notes at digitalmarketingcreators.com/episode 20. I guess the private Facebook group is at digitalmarketingcreators.com/group. I think I gave you the show notes the first time. I'm messing everything up in this episode, but it's all good. Yeah, just wanted to talk about some of the different ad platforms and what I thought was good and some of the things you can do and to have successful campaigns in terms of A/B testing and things like that. So the best social media ad platforms for a beginner. So make sure you come to the private Facebook group and check out the show notes also. So next episode, episode 21, we're going to talk about how to get clients for social media marketing. So we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks so much. Subscribe. And of course, hey, we'll see you in the next one. Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.